You're listening to SBS News.
There may be a labour shortage in Australia right now, but it doesn't mean the work stops. Proximity Plumbing is one of many businesses struggling to keep up with soaring demand. The Sydney-based business turned to hiring Irish tradies as a reliable source of staff. One of them, William Demirdonda, explains how easy it is for him.
Obviously, Irish people know other Irish people, which helps. So we've got Mark currently employed with us, and I'm daily asking him for anyone that he knows, anyone he sees at the pub.
Mark Scanlon is one of these Irish tradesmen in Sydney, and men like him have become a hot commodity. After moving from County Cork 4 years ago, the plumber says he's always been able to find work.
One phone call and you're in. Everybody knows everyone. The Irish community is very tight. You ring a friend, I know a fella, he gets you a job. It's that kind of life, I'd say, over here, you know. So, it's easy peasy, really.
In Ireland, this has become a problem. The country has been losing young workers to Australia in huge numbers, despite a glut of work at home. Many of those living blame unaffordable housing and soaring rent. That's despite the Irish government's new pledge to build 33,000 new houses per year until 2030 to combat the issue. Ireland's opposition leader Mary Lou MacDonald says it's too little too late.
I know that it's a mixed bag. It's a mixture of people who will never live anywhere other than Australia ever again, and this is their home. But there is a section of people who didn't want to leave in the first place, felt forced out of Ireland, and as much as they love Australia now, they want to go home.
Mrs. MacDonald is using her tour of Australia to tell them it's time to do just that, promising the Irish diaspora that life in their homeland is worth returning to.
We are going to work really hard to change things and to present that option for people and for every Irish person, particularly younger Irish people, who feel that they had to leave and who will want to come home at some stage. I feel it as a personal obligation that I ensure that they will have that choice, that chance. And yes, we will need them at home for sure.
Some Irish workers want to remain here permanently, but recruiters say many make the decision to return home after the end of their working holiday visas. Kate Gormley from Alliance Nursing says it has always been the most frequent scenario.
We encourage them not to lock themselves into one place, but they generally always will go home. That working holiday market always has that plan that they'll get their skills and then return home to better their careers back in their own country.
Mental health nurse Simon Nugent only arrived in Sydney in March and isn't sure what his long-term plan is.
It's not fair, like, you know, for young people who, like, come here and they do their 2 years work or whatever, then they go home and then they're just, like, struggling to find a place to live, like, you know, and that shouldn't be the way, you know, for anyone, young or old, like. So hopefully something comes of it.
The 25-year-old is hoping his outlook will have improved by the time his 2 years visa expires. Julien Huyer, SBS News.